Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Joining you from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening and tuning in all over North America on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, the free Odyssey app, Sirius XM channel 158, people on the smart speaker, people everywhere. Hope you had a great Monday. Hope you got a great start to your week. Hopefully it's going better than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, tonight, the New York Jets, they beat the Buffalo Bills, the final score 22-16. Exciting game. Aaron Rodgers went down on the fourth play of the game. Gets sacked by Leonard Floyd, and that's all she wrote. He exits with an Achilles injury, and we will find out the details and the extent tomorrow. The Jets are not expecting good news. But somehow, some way, because of their defense, they come out with a victory. Josh Allen forced into four turnovers, and the Jets ending the game on a punt return touchdown in overtime. Only the third time that has happened in NFL history, which is so hard to believe. But the Jets come out with a victory, but they lose their shiny new prize, even though he's old, in Aaron Rodgers. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down, producing for us in New York City. This was a wild night. Like, I'm sitting watching a game, getting ready to go on air, and I'm saying to myself, this is the most New York Jets thing possible. That you bring in Aaron Rodgers, probably, and I hope we find out one day, the most talented quarterback that the Jets have had in their history. Sorry, Joe Namath. Not successful, but talented. And the guy gets hurt. He's literally running for his life on the first few plays of the game. Doesn't even break a proper sweat. And then this happens. I want you to take a listen, courtesy of the Bills Radio Network.
On first and 10 at the Jets 43. Back to pass, has time, pressure coming. Here comes Leonard Floyd for the sack. He didn't let Rodgers get away that time as the new addition to the Bills' pass rush, paying early dividends.
And Rodgers gets up with a little bit of a limp, kind of favoring that left leg, it looked like. And the Bills now on three dropbacks by Rodgers, have hit him three times, and now Rodgers going to go to the ground. He's now laying on his back on the field. Now he sits up on his butt, and he is injured here.
They had to walk him to the tent, the blue tent that nobody wants to see. They had to take him from the blue tent to the cart. And then they had to just put him in the back, man. And then he's wearing a boot. Rob Saleh, after the game, he was asked about Aaron Rodgers and his leg, and it doesn't sound good.
All right, I'll deal with the quarterback real quick. Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
Yeah. Well, where's the excitement now, right? All the hype for Aaron Rodgers to come in, and it's like going to a birthday party, expecting the best, and then there's nobody there. It's terrible. Anyway, the New York Jets had to play a football game. And so what do? They had to send out Zach Wilson, someone who nobody wanted to see go out there and play. And what did he do? Early on, he threw an interception. But somehow, some way, the New York Jets, because of their defense, they were able to stay alive in this game. And when I say the Jets' defense, I mean the Jets' defense. They were not destroying Josh Allen. Well, they did. He was sacked 5 times. He turned the ball over 4 times. He threw 3 interceptions to the same damn man in Jordan Whitehead. He must have thought that he was playing for the Buffalo Bills. And so even at a crucial moment late in the game, a few crucial moments late, the New York Jets kind of just hung around. And then they didn't just hang around. Josh Allen threw an interception, and the New York Jets were able to answer with a touchdown. I told you Zach Wilson, he threw an interception early. He threw a touchdown late to Garrett Wilson, who basically juggled the ball in the end zone to come down with it. I want you to take a listen. This is courtesy of Westwood One. This is Kevin Harlan on the call.
From the 3, second down, goal, Wilson under center. Looks at a 4-man front for the Bills. The snap, the dropback, the side on throw in the end zone. Bobbled, falling down, he caught it! Wilson caught it! Garrett Wilson caught it for a touchdown! Bobbling the ball, reels it in, falls on his back! A yard deep in the end zone at the pylon! And the Jets, an extra point away from tying the game! What a catch! By last year's NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year.
And so, yeah, they did. They tied the game. The Jets did 13-all. It's the end of the game. You're saying to yourself, oh, my God, how did Buffalo not run away with this one? And then so Buffalo gets the ball back after the Jets tie. And so, yeah, this guy being Josh Allen, he's already thrown 3 interceptions. So what else is there for him to do? Take a listen from the Bills radio network.
He's got the ball at his 20. Receiver emotion. Oh, he bobbled the shotgun snap, and then he's devoured. Fumble. The Jets have gotten it. Quinnen Williams has gotten a Josh Allen fumble.
So he fumbles the ball. The Jets now have the ball. The Jets take the lead with a field goal. And now you say to yourself, oh, my God, the Jets are going to win this game with no Aaron Rodgers. They got this field goal. Their defense has to stop them. And so Buffalo is able to kick a field goal 50 yards, right? Is he going to miss? Is Bass going to make it? Is he going to miss? Is he going to tie the game? Take a listen to this kick from the Buffalo Bills.
There's the snap by Ferguson, hold down, kick is long enough, it's off the upright, and through! It's good! We're tied at 16 with 2 seconds remaining! Tyler Bass puts everyone's heart in their throat, but it's good, and we're locked up at 16!
It's the Bills Radio Network. So now the game is tied at 16. He kicks this 50-yarder, it hits the upright, and then bounces in. Makes no damn sense. And so now Buffalo has the ball. They don't score on the opening drive. So now you know you get a chance, and the other team, whoever scores first, now wins. Buffalo punted the ball away, and this happened. The walk-off.
Sam Martin to punt. Deep back, the rookie Gibson. Under the ball, looking into the lights. Makes the catch against his chest, 35. Breaks the tackle, 40. Comes to the near side of the block with the 50. Down the near side, the 40. Room to roam, 35, 30. Got a block at 5th, 25 to 20. He goes inside the 15. Breaks the tackle, 5. Touchdown. The Jets have won. The Jets have won.
Xavier Gibson. That was Kevin Harlan, Westwood One. But Xavier Gibson, 65-yard punt return touchdown. That's only the third time that's happened in NFL history in overtime. Wild stuff. Xavier Gibson, he barely made the team. He was highlighted on Hard Knocks last week on HBO for being one of the last dudes to make the squad. And so he's able to go out there and make good on the opportunity right out of the gate. And the New York Jets upset the Buffalo Bills, 22-16. No Aaron Rodgers. They fear that he has blown out his Achilles. And now we got to look at Zach Wilson all season long. Zach Wilson finishing the night, 14 of 21 passes completed, 140 yards, a touchdown, which you heard to Garrett Wilson, and an interception early. And for Josh Allen, turnovers, a lot of them. Four total turnovers, three interceptions to Whitehead, which I mentioned, and Josh Allen after the game. He was asked about his turnovers, and he was not happy.
Josh, four turnovers. Was that something to force the ball, trying to force the ball in a little bit?
Yeah, trying to force the ball. Yeah, same same place, different day.
What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I hurt our team tonight. I cost our team tonight. And it feels eerily similar to last year, and I hate that it's the same. I do.
Damn. How does his head coach feel about the game? All those turnovers. What is Sean McDermott saying? Listen to him.
We made it, honestly, pretty hard on ourselves. We had to turn the ball over four times. It's hard to win in this league, and you're playing two opponents, the one on the other sideline and yourself, and that's what we did tonight. And that's not the right formula to win games in the NFL. All three phases, right? So you got to play complementary football, and we didn't do that either tonight. So we got to make the adjustments we have to make and get ourselves ready in a short week here.
Yeah, Raiders are coming up next. So y'all will look better because it's the Raiders. Josh Allen already leading the NFL in turnovers. Four turnovers. Kirk Cousins has three. Oh, by the way, over the last two seasons, Josh Allen leads the NFL with turnovers, in turnovers, with 23 of them. Kirk Cousins is right behind him with 20. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be fine. I've already taken a lot of calls. People from Western New York not happy. I totally understand. The Bills have a few issues here. Josh Allen ain't changing. The roster is not changing. They're not all of a sudden going to acquire someone else to relieve Josh Allen from feeling that he has to do all of the work, to get every first down, to run for every first down, to throw for every first down. He's like Superman. But there's not a cape big enough. And so the Buffalo Bills, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll go back to the playoffs. But the fact of the matter is, where have they really, really improved offensively? I'm sure Stephon Diggs is, they should be back in Buffalo by now, but I'm sure Stephon Diggs is pretty miserable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dr. Kyle, he's calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dr. Kyle?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. You're a doctor of what?
My PhD is in human and social service. My master's degree is in social work.
Nice. What is that? What is the doctorate for? What is it?
Human and social services.
Good stuff, man. Congrats. What's up?
Thank you. I've been a long-time listener of yours. When I get off work at Crisis Response, I typically listen to you on the ride home. Long-time fan of yours.
Well, thank you. You said when you finish Crisis Response, you listen to the show?
Yeah, I get off work at midnight at Crisis Response. I drive from near Annapolis, Maryland, back to Baltimore City, and I enjoy your show.
Well, thank
and
you.
When I don't hear you, I go ahead and I listen to my Apple Music or whatever.
All right, well, thanks. Well shout-outs to you helping people out here in crisis, okay? Good for you.
Trying my best.
What's up?
And also my office, too.
Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I appreciate your show. I'm not trying to hold up a lot of your time, so I'm just going to make two quick points. The first point is I've been watching Josh Allen since he came in the league, and, like, a little bit because of that whole what was the word you used? It was like the whole thing that happened with the girlfriend that put out some information that he said about somebody else. So I've been following Josh Allen for a long time. And I always found it funny that these pundits had all these raving reviews about Josh Allen and they trashed Lamar. And I'm like, dude, they're the same player. I was like, it's weird because it's like who they claim Lamar to be, when you watch Josh Allen play, like if you watch his games snap by snap, it's like literally who they blame Lamar to be is Josh Allen. Like even today,
yeah, but he plays. You know, that's the difference.
I give you that. I'm never going to take away from you. I'm a huge fan of yours. I give you that. He does play. But who the pundits try to claim Lamar to be, if you turn around and watch Josh Allen's game, is legit. This is what is that. Like the litmus test. You can't miss it. And I just wanted to also make one other point. Joe Burrow got sat down in the fourth quarter. Joe Burrow, of course, just got his paycheck. If it was Lamar who got his paycheck, I wonder how NFL Network and the four-letter networks and everybody else would have handled that in contrast.
Well, this to be seen. We'll never find out because it didn't take place.
Right.
But we know Lamar Jackson.
Not yet.
but we know Lamar Jackson heavily criticized from before he got drafted, so. I don't dispute the fact that we know that there's a double standard, and he has a lot to prove himself this season. We'll see how it rolls. Hey, Dr. Kyle, thank you, man. You call anytime, all right?
All right, thank you. Hey, I'm going to hit your producer offline because I'm going to try to send you two of the books.
Okay, well, thank you so
much.
They're
fun. They're like crime dramas, but they're urban crime dramas. They're fun reads.
Okay, all right. I like a good drama. Thank you, Dr. Kyle. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, JR.
Frankie J, calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Frankie.
Zach Wilson will lead the New York Jets to the Super Bowl, and they will win. Put that in your pipe, Morgan.
Okay, thank you, Frankie J, for calling from Georgia. I think Frankie J was already smoking some stuff. Rob is calling from In the Car. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, first time. Appreciate you helping me out in this end of the hall, man. You said one thing at the end of the last segment. You talked about the curse of the Jets. How about now the Madden curse on the Bills, huh?
Oh, well, you said the Madden the Madden as in a video game?
Yeah, because Josh Allen took the cover, so... You know, it's always the curse, whoever gets on the cover of Madden.
Is he on the latest one?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. So, you know, you can go with all the names, you know, Peyton Hillis, you know, Big Ben. I mean, they all.
Adrian, wasn't Adrian, you know, Peterson on one of them covers,
Peterson
too?
Peterson was on it. Yep, so there's quite a bunch. But it's funny how you ended the last segment on the curse, and I was like, the only curse I can think of is the Madden curse right now. But, I had one other thing two things there, but you were talking about number twos for, like, receivers, and, you know, you're talking about there's really no number twos. It's very hard for a team to have two studs these days. I mean, T. Higgins and Cincinnati, I mean, they're lucky over there what they got in Chase, but the point of the Jets was they brought in Lazard, and they brought in I'm on a blank right now. They got the
Randall Cobb was old.
Cobb, right, which was supposed to be the setup for
Rodgers.
Rodgers, because he worked with them and everything like that. So you were gonna have your main number one Wilson, but then you got two guys he's familiar with, so it fits in his plan. Not a lot of teams really have these two studs that, you know, you can, you know, just.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I wasn't referring to the New York Jets. I was talking about the Buffalo Bills. And I don't have an expectation for the Buffalo Bills to say, oh, my God, we got Stephon Diggs, and we also now have Jamar Chase. But the fact of the matter is,
I totally get that.
But they're receiving options after Diggs. What is it? I'm supposed to be excited about Dawson Knox and Gabe Davis? Like this?
No, not at all.
It's not even a matter of, oh, these are two all-pro wideouts. It's flat after that, man. Just flat.
Right. I think more of the Jets comment was with the caller said how they're, other than Wilson, there's nothing else. My point was that.
Oh, he's, yeah, they, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
put no credence
when the caller
to that.
Made that comment about after Wilson, but I was like, the only reason why, well, you know, it's the whole Rodgers thing, which, you know, doesn't help out now. Well,
yeah,
in 2020, yes. you're talking about a team that had John Brown, Isaiah McKenzie, and Gabe Davis. Right? That's it. And they were a playoff-bound team. And I think it all comes back to Dorsey being there, the Giants having the, you know, the brains of that offense, because now you get Diggs, who should be the legit number one, and then you have a McKenzie, well, not McKenzie, you got Gabe Davis, who is a role player if you know how to play a role. And I think Dorsey just does not know how to play a role for these guys. They're quick, they're elusive, they can play the slot, they can run the flats, but if you're not going to use them how you need to, then it's just wasted talent. You got a guy like Scotty Miller who almost looks like a Pro Bowler because you got Tom Brady there and he knows how to work a system. But when you're throwing these plays out there where Josh Allen is not at the point where just throw the ball to where your player can get it. Like, throw it to the boundary, throw it to the side. He's trying to make these perfect passes.
No, he's throwing the ball into double coverage and overthrowing dudes. Yeah.
He's seeing the ghosts now.
Well, let's leave the ghost to Sam Darnold. And thank you, Rob, for calling from in the car. Here's the biggest fear. And we are not going to find it out now or next week or maybe we will in a month or so. You would hope that the Buffalo Bills are not just running in place. You would hope that the Buffalo Bills have not peaked. That is the fear.
They have.
We'll find out.
JR,
we'll see.
Like you said, Josh Allen plays every game. There's no arguing that. Sometimes he plays every game for the other team. Like, and by the way, JR, I haven't heard any caller mention this. You alluded to it. If Von Miller is in this game, the Jets are not scoring twice in the final 5 minutes with Zach Wilson as their quarterback.
He's eating them alive.
Absolutely. But JR, the problem is, you know, I don't know if Sean McDermott, you know, there's a lot of lack of leadership here because Josh Allen, you don't see this often. Josh Allen, the quarterback, sounds a lot more disappointed and frustrated than Sean McDermott does. It just seems like Sean McDermott, there's really not a lot of concern with these losses late in games. There's just not.
I wouldn't say so. He basically stood in front of the media and said, "We beat ourselves." I don't think he needs to throw in a Josh Allen expletive. We played like crap. And he's already set himself up, unfortunately, for a bad situation dealing with Stephon Diggs. He's already put his foot in his mouth, you know, earlier in the season while trying to put out that fire. And so he's already walking a delicate line and trying to keep things together. The Buffalo Bills, as I said, I think the fear here is that they've peaked. Are they going to win 13 games like they did last season? Unlikely. But I don't want to say that they've peaked. They're probably going to be running in damn place. I don't see them not being a playoff team. Let's think about this for a minute. The AFC East is already, you got the Buffalo Bills, you got the Jets, you have New England, and you have Miami. Miami may end up winning this division. The New York Jets, God knows what you're going to get out of Zach Wilson. And the Buffalo Bills, what are they going to win? 9, 10 games and go back to the playoffs? I'm going to consider them a threat anytime that they're there. It certainly doesn't look good, but with Aaron Rodgers going down tonight, you would have to lower the expectations for the New York Jets this season unless Zach Wilson is going to legitimately just spook the hell out of everybody. We already got a lot of teams in the AFC running in place. The Ravens been running in place for a minute. The Bills have been running in place. People are scared about what may happen with the Chiefs if they have to deal with Kelce going down again. It's the first week of the season, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side, and I'm going to expand on these New York Jets, man. Yeah, they curse. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? I'll save the New York Jets accursed for tomorrow. I'll save it. You know, let's be optimistic about what took place tonight, their victory, their W, walking away with something positive for a change. There's going to be a whole lot of Aaron Rodgers rip this, he's out for the year this. We got that for tomorrow. And then I can tell you about the terrible history of the New York Jets and their quarterbacks. Dating back to Joe Namath. I mean, Joe Namath went out there with bad knees. They won, and the Jets have suffered since. And so to add some positivity here, let's listen to the final call from the Jets' victory tonight over the Bills, courtesy of the Jets Radio Network.
Low snap, and getting away a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45, 50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
Yeah, now we just have to see how far the New York Jets can take this for the rest of the season with Zach Wilson at the helm. It's like, I don't know, driving with your eyes closed. 855-212-4CBS. Ali calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ali?
Hey, JR. How you doing, sir?
Good.
I called you about a first-time caller, long-time listener for the last, I don't know, several years. I've been a Bills fan for 33 years, living in Northern California, coming from Bombay, India, learning the game, learning the American football from the Buffalo Bills, four straight Super Bowl losses. I've been through all that, and I've been loyal to them. Tonight, it's been one of the, I don't know how to say it, but it's been tough. It should have been an easy win, you know, and I'm not saying with Aaron Rodgers' injury, but we let ourselves down. We let our guard down. Josh Allen, he's a good dude. He will learn from this and he will achieve. It's only one game. First week of the year, you know, a lot of games. Burrow had a bad week. A lot of teams had a bad start to the season. But I'm still disappointed in how they started. And, you know, long story short, it's a learning curve. You know, I've been through a lot. I've been tortured living in Sacramento, you know, with the Kings and the Bills. You name it. I've been tortured a lot. I called you a few weeks, maybe a month and a half ago. I was cleaning some shrimp, for example, going to a camping trip.
Okay.
And but long story short, diehard Bills fan for a long time. You know, it's a hurdle in the. You know, I'm glad that they saw this first loss early in the season, and they will come out hopefully on top. But
they
long
play
story
the Raiders
short,
next.
I'm sorry.
They play the Raiders next, so I mean, you can't ask for anything better, right?
And I know. But Raiders are Raiders at home. You know, hopefully, you know, they will come on top. They will learn their lesson. You know, I'm sure McDermott is going to pump him up. Allen, I know he's very disappointed. I see him at Salt Lake Tahoe every year when he comes up here for the American Century Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
But
still early.
You know, it's really, really, really heartening to see this tough loss. I mean, there's no way we should have been lost. We shouldn't have had this defeat with the Jets, with Aaron Rodgers going out so early.
Let's listen to Coach McDermott. He spoke after the game, and thank you, Ali, for calling from California. Hit me back soon. Sean McDermott, he said as much. He said, yeah, we shot ourselves in the foot tonight. Listen to Coach.
We made it, honestly, pretty hard on ourselves. We had turned the ball over four times. It's hard to win in this league, and you're playing two opponents, the one on the other sideline and yourself, and that's what we did tonight. And that's not the right formula to win games in the NFL. all three phases, right? So you got to play complementary football, and we didn't do that either tonight. So we got to make the adjustments we have to make and get ourselves ready in a short week here.
855-212-4CBS. Jack is here from Cleveland. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, hi, JR. Hey, in the game, when it was 13-3, just before they got the 43-yard field goal, the Jets, they had a play where they called two penalties on it. For one was offensive pass interference, and another one, I think, was an illegal man downfield. And Buffalo refused both of the penalties. Now, if they would have taken that one penalty for the offensive pass interference and set the ball back a little further, more than likely you would have had a chance where they would have missed the field goal that made it 13-6. And if they had missed the field goal, they would have never been in that position to lose the game.
You mean earlier in the game?
About the third quarter when it was 13-3.
Oh, yeah, that was – yeah, they went into halftime with that score. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's see. In the third quarter, they had, like I said, they had a play. The one where, you know, the play just before the Jets got the 43-yard field goal to make the game 13-6. That third down play, they had two penalties called on them. One, it was an offensive pass interference, and I think the other one was like a illegal man downfield, and so Buffalo refused both the penalties.
You're blaming the coach.
I'm blaming whoever didn't take the penalty. That's for damn sure.
Well, time out, JR. I mean, JR, doesn't every coach take that? They decline the penalty because it makes it fourth down. That's what McDermott did.
But also, I would have put the ball back further, too.
You take the fourth down there.
Yeah, you can take it either way there like that, but I wouldn't have gave him a chance to even get within two scores. You had a chance to do that. And in other words, you know, the stars weren't with them tonight. Like that, everything went wrong there like that. But that possibly could have made a big difference in the game if it got to that point. Of course, it's a big if. I can't say that he wouldn't have kicked the longer field goal.
You have me a little lost as I'm sitting here on the radio and watching the game.
So, JR, and that's what's tough about it. But, like, so to your point, Jack, it wasn't offensive pass interference that Sean McDermott did decline. You're right. It was, I think it was 3rd and 13 at Buffalo's 25. But all 32 head coaches would make that decision to decline the penalty because at that point you have fourth down.
I realize
that. But every coach is going to make the same call there, Jack. You can't pin that on Sean McDermott.
I was listening to the Manning cast. They were saying they should have took the penalty, too.
No, they did.
Yes, they did.
Wait a minute. Jack, you calling up telling me about something that Peyton Manning said on TV?
Yeah.
You're asking me about it? Like, I don't have no audio here for reference, man.
Well, that's the only reason I remember the play, because Manning made the call about that.
You sure he wasn't joking?
I'm sure he wasn't joking. He said I would have taken a penalty.
Oh, we got to find that audio. Jack, I don't think the Mannings would second-guess Sean McDermott like that. In that fashion.
Well, they were having a ball doing second guessing everything tonight. So, I passed it on to you. You know, like I said, hey, the Jets, they pulled it out. I'll give them credit there, like that, because you know that's a game. Yeah, after you lose Rodgers, you should have lost the game.
They got a damn good defense. It kept them alive. Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. This guy's sitting down watching Peyton Manning and Eli going, "Hey, JR, they would have should have did this and this." I'm like, man. I don't got no soundtrack when I watch the game.
It's tough enough for you to host and keep track of what's going on with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, let alone the Manning cast.
Yeah, I don't got time for that, man. I'm just watching the game. You guys are calling me, watching it on TV. I ain't got no benefit of that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. One of our callers also mentioned Joe Burrow, who had a crap game. We're going to hear from Joe Burrow on the other side. We'll get to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
JR, wide range of emotions for the Jets. A season with so much promise came to a stunning halt 4 plays in when Aaron Rodgers was carted off with what is feared to be a season-ending torn Achilles. But the night ended in dramatic fashion. Xavier Gibson capped a comeback, a walk-off 65-yard punt return for a score in overtime as the Jets survived the Bills 22-16.
It was like a roller coaster. It was exciting. Then, you know, we fell behind. A-Rod got hurt. And after that, started going uphill from there.
Jets defense forced four turnovers, including three interceptions on Josh Allen, all by Jordan Whitehead, not to mention five sacks.
Our defense came out in the second half and just took it personal. Take the ball away from those guys four times. Stop after stop after stop.
Head coach Robert Saleh says the Jets get the overtime victory over the Bills, but likely lost Aaron Rodgers for the season with that torn Achilles. Zach Wilson came on, threw for a buck 40, a touchdown and a pick. He'll likely become the starter once again. Chris Jones and the Chiefs have reportedly agreed to a one-year deal, ending his holdout. He was entering the final year of his four-year contract at $80 million after having 15.5 sacks last year. He's expected to be ready to go Sunday against the Jaguars. Steelers might be looking at an IR situation with Cam Hayward due to a groin injury. If they do IR him, it means he's out at least 4 weeks. Baseball, the Braves and Phillies split a pair. Atlanta won 10-8-10 in Game 1. Philly took the nightcap 7-5. Matt Olson with a couple of homers gives them 50 now on the season. Orioles dominated the Cardinals 11-5. Nationals raced the Pirates 6-2. Rangers too much for the Blue Jays 10-4. Brewers roll the Marlins 12-0. Angels able to outlast the Mariners 8-5-10. Diamondbacks rallied by the Mets 4-3. Rays took out the Twins 7-4. A's blanked the Astros 4-0. Cubs trimmed the Rockies 5-4. Giants survived the Guardians 5-4-10. The Padres erased a 5-run deficit. They outslugged the Dodgers 11-8. Manny Machado went deep twice. Michigan State football coach Mel Tucker has denied claims of sexual assault, calling the claims a sham. Tucker will remain suspended without pay while the investigation is ongoing. NBA working on stricter rules and punishments for arresting star players. And Rockets guard Kevin Porter Jr. arrested, charged with assault and strangulation involving an incident with his girlfriend. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, it's Amy Lawrence. Be sure to listen to CBS Sports Radio at home. Just ask Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio.
You're in a 5-minute break. Four minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Four minutes remaining. Minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Minutes remaining. Minutes, 30 seconds remaining. 2 minutes remaining. Minute, 30 seconds remaining. Minute remaining. Seconds remaining. Seconds remaining. 15 seconds. 5 seconds.
Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And shout out to everybody out there on the road, the highways, the byways, the back roads, the front roads. Just making the economy move, helping people out as well. What a night. What a night. I knew it was going to be a wild night from the time that Aaron Rodgers hit the dirt. Stood up, sat down, laid down, got up, and it was over. And so we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow when it comes down to Aaron Rodgers. And I know, I'll say it again, there's a lot of concern with the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. The Jets' defense is great. Josh Allen, I believe, will be fine. Whether or not the Buffalo Bills get over the hump, I'm not so sure. But I'm not going to just throw dirt on the guy. I think we got some folks who are just taking it a step too far when it comes to Josh Allen and his performance. Let's get to some of your calls before we have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. And then I also want you to hear from Joe Burrow. He was mentioned as we started to think about quarterbacks who had a bad week one. Trey is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
Thank you for putting me on the show, brother. I've been listening for a long time, trying to get connected to the radio. This is my first time.
Well, I'm glad you're here. What's up?
Yeah, first thing I want to say is Josh Allen, it was just a one little slump game. Like, I don't understand how everybody's trying to throw. Like, honestly, the interceptions are on him. But imagine having, what's the defensive tackle called? Quincy Williams?
Quinnen Williams in the middle, yes.
Quinnen Williams. Imagine a big Quinnen Williams running at you fast every single play. That's why he's forcing the ball down the field on the first interception and the second one, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. But the thing I took away from this weekend is any team in the New York State sucks. They're garbage. I believe it's all New York. I'm from Canada. Like the Jets, Giants, and Buffalo.
They play in New Jersey. Okay. I get it, though.
Like, they all did bad this weekend. And I feel bad for the Jets because I had high hopes for them too. I thought they were going to go far with Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers going down? Nah, I don't know, man. Well, it's looking bad for them.
Maybe everybody, and thank you, Trey, for calling from Toronto. Maybe Zach Wilson will surprise everybody. I don't know. It sounds difficult for me to even say it, but maybe he will. Possibly. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Chef, happy Monday to you. And I'm sorry, JR. Hey, JR. Sorry. Freudian slip. Hey, congrats to Mr. Gibson for ending that game like he did, man. What a way to cap off his, you know, probably short NFL career. But, I mean, he's in the history books for now. I mean, so props to him. And it was sad to see Aaron go down, to be honest with you. It was I often admired him from afar, you know, same way with Brady, you know. But you hate to see anybody go down like that. And it was really sad watching that game because every time the Jets did something positive or good, you know, you always got to come back down to earth and, like, you know, man, you're just watching the death of a season. You know, it was really, really kind of depressing to watch. You know, I don't know. And, I mean, do you think this just ends his career if it's that serious?
I don't know. It certainly is curious. He turns 40 in December. He would come back next season for his age 41 season. He's going to probably and likely miss this entire year. I don't know. And he's such an odd, interesting dude. Like, we haven't even gotten into the, oh, my God, what happens in the offseason? Does he feel he needs to owe the Jets and their fans something? Is he just going to walk away? It's a little bit tough here. A little tough.
Yeah, he might go into a cave where he can, like, grow a new Achilles tendon and you know, something like that.
Look, if Aaron Rodgers is going into a cave, he's going to go into a cave and probably drink some of that stuff he likes, okay?
Word. I mean, it's biology, JR. You know, it's diarrhea, death, taxes, sex, all of those things are undefeated, including biology. And that's what he succumbed to, I guess. And,
yeah,
and you know what?
Well,
real quick.
Yes.
Real quick, that the kick that they made, I think the kick was helped by, you know, that little wind thing they have on the that orange wind thing on the
yes.
top of the goalpost?
I think
if it hadn't hit that, it wouldn't have bounced off. I don't know. Just a theory.
Possibly.
All right, man. Take it easy, brother.
Thank you for calling from New Orleans. Yeah, I'm not a meteorologist. I can't tell you. I can't tell you about that it's a flag, by the way. If it didn't hit the flag, it wouldn't go in. Yeah, well, possibly. It didn't. The New York Jets still won. That's all that matters. 855-212-4CBS. We got Steve in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Not much. You?
I'm good. What's on your mind, man?
Well, Toronto got to be a Bills guy, but I'm not anymore. Fired them years ago. The thing about Josh tonight was the four picks were a problem. The bigger problem, as far as I'm concerned, is for a couple of years now, they've been saying, particularly last year, saying we've got to rein him in. We can't expose him to get any more shots. We've got to make him a little more of a traditional pocket drop back guy. And as bad as the four picks were tonight, I thought what was more disturbing was the fact he was still kind of running wild. And I saw him get up off the ground a couple times after a few hits. I thought his ribs were broken. That, to me, shows there's a bit of a cap on his growth. The picks are bad, but his inability to sit back there and grow a year and be a better quarterback, you know, quarterbacks come in the league and they're hot as hell, and you can go out one of two ways. You can go RG3, and I was a great RG3 fan, but I thought he got, like, you know, killed by bad coaching.
Yes.
Or you can go Mahomes, who has been – his talent has been managed. And I think there's a danger that J.A.'s talent is being mismanaged.
I want to see it over the course of not even a full season. Let's give it a few more weeks. I certainly agree with you. We've heard this for a long time. He's out there. He's like a bull in a china shop, and you don't need him kind of running into a wall and destroying himself. Let's give it more than one game before we go ahead and kind of put him down there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you about Joe Burrow. We'll get more into him tomorrow. He's another guy who took a big loss. The Browns beat the Bengals, smashed them 24-3. Joe Burrow only mustering 82 yards. And so It's the week for criticism after week one. Guys go down, teams suck, and so now we just got to destroy people and make jokes. And so, yeah, Josh Allen had a crap night. Now, if he plays against the Raiders and has four touchdowns or five touchdowns, what do we say there? Nothing. Look, folks, I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to you all for listening. I have an idea what tomorrow's show is going to be about. Aaron Rodgers and what is likely going to be a blown out Achilles. If you missed any of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But don't go anywhere. Live here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence coming up next. Thank you, Chef.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about PomPom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. PomPom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use PomPom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.